Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's show here on the Real Talk Real Estate Show. I'll be your host, David Huffman, and today we're going to kind of dig into something that really kind of surprises me over the last several months after launching this coaching company, starting to interview a lot of new students and the possibility of them hiring us as their coach, but it really surprises me how some very basic fundamental things that not only is it not known in the industry, but it's really not being taught at other coaching companies. And these people are paying a lot of money for the latest information, and it really has surprised me. Today, I had the privilege of speaking to somebody that was interested in hiring me as their coach, but they had been with another coaching company for years, and obviously at that point hadn't had the success that they were really wanting. And so they were just inquiring, like, how are you different? What do you do differently, or what have you? And he'd been in the business for a long time. And it really surprised me that based upon kind of his dialogue and the things that he was asking me when I asked him to role play with me really quick, you know, I said, hey, I'm an internet lead. Call me and let's role play. I want to see what your skills are and how you're going to be able to get me to want to meet with you or whatever that you want me to do. And very basic. Hey, my name, I'll give an example as if it's me. Hey, my name's David. I'm a real estate agent. I got your name and number from the website. You know, what kind of property are you looking to buy? Right? I mean, seems like a normal voicemail. You might be a little more suave with that particular type of question to somebody or that dialogue with somebody, but ultimately, is that really all you're conveying to the consumer, to the prospect? Because how do you know that you really want an appointment from that individual, you know? A lot of us work very hard to try to get them to want to call us back, right? And so, you know, we can do a whole on the show on that, on the value proposition, on how we get our students and we train our students on how to be able to pull that that value proposition to get them to want to call you back, no matter if they're looking to buy today or down the road or what have you. But people forget that you're calling another person. You don't know if you want an appointment with that individual this time. And so today I really want to share like the two key things you need to know about every prospect. It's not their address. It's not, you know, when they're, you know, it's not like, you know, what kind of house, what kind of features or at what price point of their house or none of that kind of stuff. You're going to do all that at the right time. I know. What I'm talking about is how to connect with that prospect to really be able to learn from them what it is that they want from you or what they need from you at that time, okay? And so this really will help you also get clear expectations with your prospects to know if you know if you want an appointment or not. And by that I mean, if you don't want an appointment from them, then why are you thinking in your prospecting that your success is by getting an appointment from them? You see what I'm saying? Most people I ask, I say, so how do you know when you lay your head down on the pillow at night, how do you know that you had a great day prospecting? How do you know? And it usually boils down to whether or not they set an appointment or not. And the funny thing is that we're getting these internet leads, and we know the internet leads sometimes can be 4 to 6 months away from wanting to start that process, but we still kind of define insanity, just beating our head against the wall, calling these people, trying to set an appointment, and then we kind of get upset with ourselves. I got frustrated when I was doing it this way. And so the idea is that you've got to create and ask good questions and create a better dialogue to be able to learn, really, does this individual want an appointment from you or not? Okay, so let's dig in. What's the number one thing? There's two things there's really five things that I teach that are the most important, but the two things are non-negotiable, right? And so what are those two things? Well, one, what is pushing that individual to actually want to make a move? Whether it's to buy or to sell, it doesn't matter. What is their motivation factor? Where is their motivation? What is pushing them to want to make this move? I got kids on the way. I've got a 3-year-old now, was the one I heard earlier, and they were wanting to get a bigger house, have a bigger play area, and those kind of things. It could be retirement. It could be downsizing. It could be because they need to pull equity out of the property and they want to move cross country for a retirement home. I mean, there's so many different variables that are out there. But if I were to say all of those, that would also help you be able to determine if this person is really a serious buyer or seller or not. You can start to kind of paint that picture. What's really pushing them to want to make this move? Is it because they're just kicking the tires and wanting to know what the property value is for the property next door, but they really don't have a good reason, a good motivation to want to buy? Okay, so it allows you as a skilled agent to be able to start to learn like what really is pushing them to want to make this move. Could be a good reason, and could be a really crappy reason too, but at least you know the reason what at that time what's pushing them, okay? So that's number one. Number two is going to be, what is their time frame? So you're asking them specifically, and here's the dialogue that I teach. So just out of curiosity, in a perfect world, when would you like to be moving into your new home? Or in a perfect world, guys, when would you like to have this home sold? Right? So that allows me to kind of, in a perfect world, that takes out all of the variables that are in there maybe. They may say, well, you know, I'd love to have moved yesterday, but now contingency, you know, kind of they start telling us the other hurdles they have to overcome, right? But at least now you know those hurdles that we have to overcome. Maybe you can be the solution to overcome it. Pre-approval, whatever that it may be, okay? But ultimately you're painting what's in a picture of what's in their head. What is the expectation of time frame that they're going after? So that way when you're calling these people, you're starting to kind of build a little bit of a picture as to what really is their motivation. What really is their thought process for their time frame at this point? And then once you know that, you'll be able to determine, do you really want an appointment with this person now? Or is this somebody that I need to track until they get to the point that they're ready to start that process? Okay, so my goal really on today's coaching call or coaching tip day is really to help you understand and create clear expectations on whether or not you really do want an appointment from those prospects. Here's something that I teach my students all the time. You're prospecting to qualify people. You're not prospecting to convert them. Now, you may prospect somebody to qualify them, realize then that you need to convert them, right? But most times than not, when you get those lead generators from internet websites, from maybe even FSBOs or any place really, open houses, all kinds of places that are out there to get leads from, that everyone is gonna have a different story. And so until you start to ask the right questions and understanding what their motivating factor is, what their time frame is, you're always gonna be trying to set an appointment with somebody that most likely is not to the point that they're ready to set an appointment. So ask those two questions. And if you don't know right now, and one of my challenges to you right now is, who have you been working with that you really don't know the reason why they're wanting to buy their house, or why they're wanting to buy a house, or why they're wanting to sell a house? And you really don't have an answer to the question, you don't really know when they really want to do that, okay? Now, once we learn that, here's kind of a little bit of an extra piece that I teach my students as well. We're gonna challenge that time frame a little bit, right? So if they say that they're not gonna do something until springtime, of course we wanna try to handle that objection and say, hey, you know what, just out of curiosity, if I were able to show you a way that you could get more money for your property, you know, get maximize really the amount of the dollar amount of the check that you're gonna receive at closing, and you'll be able to have less showings, less times you have to keep the house looking good, and all of that, and get it sold even more quickly, would you be interested in hearing about that? See what I'm saying? So we can challenge that thought process a little bit this time of the year, which may be another coaching call we can do. I know with my students, we've been role playing that for the past month, just to, because you never know. I mean, out of 10 people that you challenge, maybe you do get one more that at least wants to meet with you. Well, there you go, congratulations. Now you're a true prospector, right? Just following what they tell you, anybody can do that. But to me, if you're really gonna take your business serious and you really wanna say less and have less phone calls and get better results, you're gonna really dig into a lot of these things that we teach or that we're teaching here on this podcast and or in our coaching organization, you know, as well. So the challenge that I'm giving you right now is, if you don't know somebody's motivating factor and if you don't know their time frame, make those phone calls now, learn from them, you know, follow back up with them, ask them what the reason is that they're looking, that they're considering making this move, and ask them in a perfect world when they would like to have this accomplished by. And the accomplished by part, be very careful too. Make sure that you're painting a clear picture that it's start the process date and not a move-in date. Or if it is a move-in date, okay, so when do you wanna, you can kind of backdate it from that point. That's a big variable. And that's why there's an old school kind of saying that if somebody says they're gonna buy a house in 6 months, they're probably gonna be under contract in about three, right? About half that amount of time. So in that regard, this is the reason why. It's because there's a difference between moving in and starting the process. Big difference, months, okay? So challenges, call all your prospects that you don't know the motivating factor and that you don't know their time frame. And what I'll do on actually one of these other coaching calls here is I'll give you the steps for the follow-up process. So once you learn that their time frame maybe really is, you know, after the first of the year or after the 2017 tax return or after at the beginning, at the end of the school year, then I'll teach you that process on that follow-up method. So that way you learn how to actually take what you've learned and be able to use that as a reason to follow up and allow you again to be able to create that clear expectation as to why they or when they're wanting to buy or sell their next property. And guys, I hope this really helps you create a little bit more of a concise way of going about your prospecting. You know, nobody really kind of goes about it this way. That's what, one of the things that led to my success, not only in the real estate business, but also honestly in my insanity, or in my sanity for that matter, right? Or insanity, I guess, if you ask some people. But the idea is that I got to paint a clear picture and I can literally go home at night and say, you know what? I did not do a good job today because I found somebody that's looking to buy or sell a property right now and I couldn't convert that into an appointment. So what could I have done differently? I start to analyze that dialogue that I use. What could I have done? What reason can I call them back and try again, right? Or you can lay your head down the pillow at night and know, hey, you know what? Nobody that I prospected today, were they really wanting to buy or sell a property today? I tried to challenge it. It didn't quite work out. I couldn't get anybody to budge at this point, but at least I know that I did my job in my prospects. And so it allows you to be a little bit more positive in your thought process as well. So guys, we've got a lot of programs kind of coming up and kind of going on right now in our coaching. I'd love to be able to talk with you if you've got any questions, if you want more information about this dialogue or prospecting or scripts for that matter for that, reach out, you know, shoot me an email, david@realperch.com, or you're welcome just to give us a shout directly at 800-916-7325. And we'd love to have a conversation. And if you're with a coaching organization right now that's not really teaching you like how to really learn from your prospects on creating realistic expectations on when they really are going to start the process anyways in your dialogues or your scripts, maybe you should consider that. You know, give us a call. I'd love to be able to have an open dialogue and conversation with you about that and see if we are a good fit for you and your business. So for now, David Huffman here. Thank you for joining for this week's podcast. Any questions, definitely reach out and let us know. And I look forward to connecting with you guys here over the course of the next Tuesday. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.